USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Trading is closing mostly flat during the short holiday session on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 71 points to close at 3,200. The S&P and NASDAQ also on the plus side of things. The markets will be closed on Christmas. A unanimous consent offer failed on the House floor on Thursday. A full floor vote is set for Monday. That's according to Democrat Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell says people are hurting.
It is Christmas Eve. It is not a silent night. All is not calm. For too many, nothing is bright. And for too many, they are not sleeping peacefully.
A line of rain stretching from Canada all the way to Florida's panhandle is making Christmas travel difficult for many. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Some doctors across the country are fearing a post-Christmas COVID surge.
Nearly 3,300 Americans died Wednesday of COVID-19. With hospitalizations continuing to rise across the country. Dr. Stephen Perotti is the head of Kaiser Permanente's COVID response team. He tells CNBC that he's worried about the effect a Christmas surge could have on a hospital system already stretched to the breaking point.
Right now, we are riding the Thanksgiving Day wave. What we're seeing in our hospitals right now is stretching us to the breaking point. And if we don't make the choice now to change the future, then what I'm worried about is we're going to see a Christmas Day and a New Year's wave in January, and hospitals will be beyond the breaking point. That's really what we're facing.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
McDonald's giving away free cookies on Christmas Eve. The only two catches, you have to download their mobile app and spend a minimum of $1. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bills. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
President Trump and the First Lady are spending Christmas Eve at the President's Mar-a-Lago Resort. Before leaving Washington, D.C., President Trump told lawmakers that $600 payments that were in the new coronavirus relief bill were not good enough, and he wants folks to receive $2,000. As far as the market's reaction to this, Dan Geltrude is America's accountant. He tells Fox News,
it's not going to have an impact on the market, Todd. It's really more of an economic impact. I don't think the difference between $600 and $2,000 is going to have that dramatic impact on the market. But economically, people having that extra money is going to allow them to use that money and spend that money. And that's the economic stimulus that we're ultimately trying to get towards.
Lockdowns notwithstanding, coronavirus cases in this state continue to rise.
California has surpassed 2 million COVID-19 cases Thursday morning. While it took California over 9 months for 1 million people to test positive for the virus, state health officials have confirmed 1 million new cases in just 6 weeks. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Things so bad in the state, the San Francisco 49ers were forced to play their final home games in Arizona. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.